the same time. The way you feel after a narrow escape from death. I was glad she didn't seem intent on fanning the flames of jealousy. I didn't doubt for a second that she still thought of Leia as competition, but at least for the moment she was content to let it slide. And I had better not push my luck any further. Having negotiated one minefield successfully, I'd be a fool to step back in and dance around. Reaching across the table to snag her plate, I placed it on top of my own and rose to clear away dinner. "You know what?" I said as I moved to the kitchenette. "If I could go back to see that old Luke, the one right after the Battle of Yavin, with a medal around his neck, still riding high after sinking proton torpedoes down an exhaust port that must be history's greatest design flaw, I don't think I'd be angry with the way he felt back then. But I'd tell him it wasn't always going to be that easy. Because the Empire's obviously still out there. A huge victory for us was only an inconvenience for them. They still kill and enslave people. Well, I don't need to remind you of that. We're hiding in the Outer Rim like the vermin the Empire says we are, and running missions like this one where we don't know if it will make a difference or not, or if anything we do really matters."
"Oh, it matters, Luke," Nakari said.
When I turned to look at her, she had a crease between her eyes and was regarding me intensely.
"We are the thorn that pricks the Emperor's finger when he looks at the galaxy as his personal garden. And you know who he punishes every time we get away with something? Vader."
"What? How do you know that?"
"Because Poodoo rolls downhill, and Vader's not at the top. He passes it on to everyone beneath him, for sure, but he gets it first every time the Emperor is displeased. And the fact that we are still out here displeases him plenty, I bet."
"You want Vader to get what's coming to him, eh?"
"Sure. I mean, it's not all I want. But I wouldn't pass up a chance to take a shot at him if the opportunity presented itself. He took my mom from me and betrayed your dad. Don't you want him dead?"
"I want him defeated."
"Dead qualifies as defeated," Nakari pointed out.
"Yeah, but I guess I'd like to know how he became the thing that he is, so I would know what not to do. You can't get answers from a dead man."
Hold on. You think you could turn all evil like that? You think you have that inside you?"
No, that's not what I meant. Ben said he'd been seduced by the dark side of the Force, almost like he didn't have a choice. I need to know more. Nakari's voice deepened along with the crease between her eyes.
"He chose to send my mother to the Spice Mines and let her die there, Luke. It wasn't some metaphysical dark side that made him do it. He chose to do that, just like everything else he's chosen to do. He's not helpless. He's responsible."
Seeing my mistake, I hastened to reassure her. "Yes, he is, absolutely. I'm not saying I agree with Ben. I simply don't know what he meant. There are mysteries about the Force to which Vader might know the answers."
"True. But you couldn't trust anything he said anyway, so why talk?"
"Like it or not, he's one of the few people remaining in the galaxy who can even discuss it with me." Nakari blinked.
"So what are you saying? You want him to teach you?"
"No, of course not. I just think I could learn something from him." She made a noise like steam escaping a pressure valve.
"I don't think you'd like anything you learned. He's not going to make you happy."
"No, I suppose not.
Vader probably doesn't even know what happiness is. You know what? I bet he's never had a slice of cake."
The abrupt change of subject startled me. "What? Cake is happiness?"
"Absolutely. You want to ask him something when he's defeated? Ask him that."
Her voice changed this time, not to imitate her father, but to imitate me.
"Lord Vader, have you ever had any cake? Answer me."
She sounded strange and kind of nasal. "Hey, I don't sound like that. Do I?
Don't get distracted. We're discussing Vader's dessert preferences. If he says yes, he's had cake, then he was a human at one point and remembers what it was to be happy. And you can continue to talk because there's some common ground there. But if he says no, he's hopeless. Chuck him out the airlock and end his misery.
We started laughing, and even though it wasn't that funny, we laughed until our stomachs hurt and tears streamed from the corners of our eyes. When you laugh at something that scares you, it's not so scary anymore. Which is probably the reason Vader had Nakari's mother sent to the spice mines. He wanted to be feared and couldn't bear to be mocked. I never told Nakari, but I thought those stolen moments with her in a Capoan hotel were so much better than cake.